Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Elvis Duran
in the morning show is a consistent ratings winner.
I don't mean to brag, but we got a lot of listeners.
Elvis Duran.
It's Elvis Duran and the morning show.
This is the weirdest show.
You do have a great show, and it's hugely popular.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
Okay, let's change our minds. Okay, we had a song chosen for the first song of the day. Erase, erase, erase.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't Lizzo sound great right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, let's play this Lizzo song instead.
You want to hear Juice?
Was it you, Froggy, that said, let's wait till the very last second and then change the song?
I did, and I was right.
Don't you hate me? I hate me, too. But this song sounds so good. Welcome to the day. We don't know what day, but it's a day. We just feel like it's going to be a day.
Yep.
It could be Saturday. It could be Thursday. Is it Thursday?
Yes, it is Thursday, yeah.
Or as we like to call it, Blursday. Good morning, Gandhi.
Morning.
Hi there, Daniela.
Good morning.
What's scary? Scary's running his finger in the air. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Oh, Lizzo. You mixed it right in, Scary. You son of a bitch. Sounds awesome. Lizzo. Woo. I haven't heard that song in so long. Remember we used to play that song like every hour and we wanted to strangle each other every time we played it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, look. I don't feel like strangling any of you, so I think we're okay now with Lizzo. I think we're safe. Anyway, we call it the second wave of Lizzo. Here we go with the day. It is Thursday, April 23rd, the professionals are telling me. Let's get rolling. Our first caller of the day is Ben. Ben on line four is calling from, hey, Ben from Wilmington, North Carolina. You're a paramedic. You've been a paramedic for 17 years. Did you ever think in a million years your job would be this?
Oh, no. God, no. We've been through a couple crazy things before. Down here, it's usually the hurricanes, but no, never thought it would be this.
Well, Ben, you know, a tip of the hat to you, as they say, because you're doing God's work, you and all of your coworkers. Do you guys, what do you do to stay sane when you're out there doing your paramedic work?
Well, first of all, I have a great bunch of coworkers, so working with them makes the day fly by. But we definitely enjoy our off time, and even more so now. And we're definitely looking to get over the hump down here and waiting for things to get better.
Well, good, good. I know that you are seeing some things that you never want to see again, and let's hope that it happens like that. And you know what? Let's send Ben our positive energy.
Ooh.
Anyone?
Ben.
Anyone positive energy? You should see us. We're sending positive energy. Ben, what you're doing is just it's so fantastic, and we just want to say thank you. And you're our first caller of the day. We love having you here. May we send you the Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs from Hackensack Meridian? They're really great.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
No. The pleasure is all ours. Does anyone have a question for paramedic Ben? He knows everything when it comes to paramedic stuff. No, he does.
Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. Hold on 1 second. Scrubs on the way. As soon as we can find someone to put them in an envelope. Who do we have? Do we still have a department that sends stuff out straight, Nate? Is that Scotty B?
That would be Scotty the B. Shipping department with Scotty B. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Scotty B, who rode a city bike in Manhattan today at 3:30 in the morning. It's crazy. Are you insane?
Very.
We'll get that story later. We'll get that story.
Scotty.
Should we get into horoscopes? Let's get into horoscopes. And then we have around the room coming up of Danielle, Gandhi. Uh-oh, Gandhi can't find them.
Nope, I'm ready. Ready?
Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes, all right, ready to go.
It is John Cena's birthday today, and it's Gigi Hadid's birthday today. Happy birthday. Capricorn, things may feel as if they have gone upside down. Remember, this is your time to prove your worth. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, you are in an idealistic mood. Use it to relish all of the love from your family and friends. Your day is a 9.
Hey, Pisces, you're feeling a beauty from within. So dress so that your outer appearance matches your inner glow. Your day is a 10.
Aries, decisions based on your gut feeling can always be a bit risky. Do not become overwhelmed. Trust yourself. Your day is a 7.
Taurus, view obstacles in your way as an opportunity for growth and turn them to your advantage. Your day is a 9.
Gemini, listen to what your inner self has to tell you. By listening to yourself, you can gain insight as to what the future has in store for you. Your day is a 10.
Cancer, share your feelings with somebody either verbally or through a handwritten note. Strengthen your bonds of connection and solidarity with somebody you care about. Your day is a 9.
Leo, your outlook on life is contagious. Your ambitions are strong and ready to be taken to the next level. Your day is an 8.
Hey, Virgo, you may have a mind full of obligations. Imagine a calming setting to bring yourself to a peaceful place. Your day is an 8.
Libra, do not feel envious of others around you. You don't lack anything. Lift your thoughts out of the limiting patterns. Your day is a 7.
Scorpio, do not get stuck in that routine. Try and notice patterns throughout your day and relate them to your outcomes. Your day is a 9.
And Sagittarius, with a deeper sense of introspection, find activities that'll make you completely relaxed so that you can connect with your inner guidance. Your day is an 8, and those are your Thursday morning horoscopes.
As we get into the 3 things you need to know, lots of texts already coming through. Shout out to all the mental health professionals. We are here during and after taking care of those who have been psychologically, emotionally, spiritually affected by the pandemic. And the great advice from this person, don't forget to take care of your mind. Great advice. Another text from area code 201. Starting my first day as a frontline nurse. Wish me luck. And thank you guys for all the support you're giving. No. Thank you. Day number one as a frontline nurse. That is crazy. Here's someone else. Just got off their shift as a police dispatcher. Thank you for the song from Lizzo. It gave me life. Well, thank you for all your hard work last night.
Awesome.
And I was just told that one of the stars of our stay-at-home ball, Jason Derulo, is going to be on the show in a couple of hours.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, straight Nate.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. I didn't know Jason Derulo was going to be on the show today.
Well, I've got to check my email and make sure it actually is booked, so I'll let you know.
Okay.
Cool.
You know what? We assume he's going to be on the show, and that's good enough for me.
I like that.
All right,
put
shout out
to
all the... Yeah, the universe is going to make it happen now. We created it. A shout out to all the medical staff at Upstate Medical Hospital up in Syracuse. Thank you so much for listening to us. Let's get into the 3 things. All right, Gandhi, what do you have for us?
All right, the House is expected to vote today on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus aid package. Most of the money in that bill the Senate approved earlier this week is aimed at funding small business loan programs that ran out of money. It includes tens of billions of dollars for hospitals and coronavirus testing as well. Bad weather was predicted yesterday, and it happened. At least half a dozen people are now dead after tornadoes hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma. At least two people were killed in Oklahoma and at least four in Texas. One person actually drowned in floodwaters southeast of Fort Worth. That area is expected to get more storms within the next week as well. And finally, two cats in New York are the first house pets in the U.S. known to get the coronavirus. This comes 2 weeks after those tigers at the Bronx Zoo became infected. The cats were showing some signs of respiratory issues. They went in. They did get tested. Those tests do not interfere with human tests at all, but they did get tested. As of right now, the CDC says they have not seen any known cases of the infection transferring from a house pet to humans. And those are your three things.
Wow. As Danielle sits in her basement petting her cats.
Yes. Oh.
You know, the theory has always been your cats want you dead.
I know.
I think that's true.
I think maybe this morning. The one cat is running around like a maniac this morning, and I'm like, dude, this one's up to something. Something's not right.
I know, cats. I've had them all my life. They cannot be trusted. Shout-outs to everyone working at KNI, the state hospital in Kansas. Thank you for listening. Also, a shout-out to the truck driver, the owner and operator truck drivers, navigating the streets to get products to the stores to us. And this is an interesting text. In some good news vibes this morning, I'm a pregnant registered nurse, finally able to go back to work since testing positive twice for the coronavirus. I've been listening every day I was in quarantine. Thank you for listening, and I hope you're feeling better. All right. They've got work to do. We've got work to do. You ready to do our Thursday show?
Yeah.
Is it really Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Let's have a Thursday show. Let's go.
Oh, my God. I finally got through.
You got it. Yay.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
And I'm here to tell you that Hawaiian Tropic believes that self-care is not selfish. The first step to taking care of others is taking care of yourself. Don't just protect your skin. Nourish it in the Hawaiian way. Bring out your beauty with Hawaiian Tropic sunscreen. Available at CVS.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, I'm having a technical meltdown.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
What could possibly be? Hello. I hear it. I hear it.
Turn your video off. Let me turn my video off. I'm trying to turn my sound off.
Oh, boy. I love
Danielle, this. I'll go to you. How do I turn the sound off on my iPad?
Yeah, on your iPad? It should be on the side. You just lower. There should
be
a little
it won't go all the way down. It just goes. Let me turn it down some. Hold on. Oh, my God.
It's broken.
Wait, hold on. How about now? No? All right. How about? Oh, hello. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. Froggy, you know how to do it. You're not telling me because you want me to embarrass myself. I'm in settings.
Okay, on the left-hand side, you see sound.
Yes.
Okay, drag that little button all the way to the left-hand side.
It is.
You have ringer and alert. It's change of buttons on.
It's,
and where's where's your face? Your face is not even on Zoom. What the hell did
you do? Well, hold on. It says silent mode off. Wait, hold on. Okay. Change with buttons. It's not working. All right. Hold on. All right. I turn it down a little bit. But yeah, I still hear me coming back at me.
People always said they wanted to hear more of you. So now they do.
Why? No, but that's way too much.
But now your video's off.
Why? No, but I'm trying to figure out how to turn off the speaker. It should turn off. Change with buttons. It's all the way down. Something's really effed up about this iPad. All right. I'm sorry. You talk amongst yourselves. Let me fix this.
I'm Googling.
This is hilarious.
Oh, right, my God.
Mute iPad.
And now we see your face. Look, your face.
Why don't you see my face now in the Zoom room? Look at straight Nate just chewing gum and watching this this spectacle. This all happened when we turned on producer Sam. It's all her fault.
You can blame me. I accept this blame. The correlation is there.
Producer Sam.
Hi.
All right. I tell you what, I'm going to turn my mic down. So when producer Sam's doing her thing, you won't hear me. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you say? I sounded like Nate.
Like you were in a well, like you were that, what was that show? Lassie.
Lassie.
Timmy would always get stuck
Timmy,
in a well.
I was in the well.
Yes.
It says Zoom. Someone just sent a text. Zoom doesn't let you mute completely.
Yes, it does. Of course
it does. Why does it say mute?
You can mute, but maybe you can't turn the sound off all the way.
Well, it's been off every other day we've done the show, hasn't it? Yes.
I think is your volume lower? The whole iPad
all right,
away.
Elvis, from the very top of the screen, swipe down until the control panel comes down.
Which control panel? For what?
For Zoom. Swipe down from the very top right of the screen.
For Zoom?
No, for on your iPad.
Okay, so, okay, here's control panel.
Okay, then do you see the little speaker on the right-hand side? Does it have a little mute thing through it?
I don't see a speaker thing.
Oh my god!
Speaker, I'm looking for speaker. I tell you, let's just get into producer Sam. This is just taking up. I don't want to take up everyone's time.
I'll vamp for you, Elvis.
No vamping. Let's get on with the show.
Let's do this. Okay. So today's feel goods was from listener Sandy Ford, who sent me a puppy rescue story. You know, I'm all about those. So there's a woman named Amy Hines, and she's in DeSoto, Iowa. She has her own dog rescue. So most of the facility is used for like everyday rescue adoption situation, but she needed to fund it more. So she decided to build an extra area where you could take your dogs if you're going on vacation. And that is called Gracie's Place. However, no one's going on vacation right now. So Amy thought she could do something special with her doggy room. And she decided to take in the dogs of any owners that have to go to the hospital due to COVID free of charge. So she knows it's such a scary time for those people. And life doesn't stop just because you have to deal with this. You should not have to worry about your four-legged little fuzzy friend as well. So if you're in the area or if you know someone in the area who might need her help, check her out. Again, it's called Gracie's Place, and she will take care of your poochie free of charge while you rest up and take care of your
poochie. Yeah, your poochie. My poochie's something else, not a...
Thank you so much, Producer Sam. By the way, problem solved.
Yay!
Sounds like it.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Yeah.
It says, whatever. I pushed a button and it stopped. But thank you. We have people calling in trying to help me. Thank you so much. Thanks for looking out for me. You know what? You guys always make fun of your parents because you can't get them to like work their iPhones and things. Am I turning into that person?
You are that person. Yep.
You are.
Screw you,
and
Nate.
And then you're first, and then I'm right after you. So it's all good.
Yeah, Danielle's worse.
Danielle's worse. I got to be honest.
The way you embraced it, though. It was amazing. It was like meltdown in 30 seconds. And then we waited 30 seconds and then there was a meltdown.
I get a phone call from Danielle regularly. I don't know why it's doing this. It's just I didn't do anything to it and it started doing this. I'm like, Danielle.
And he's like, yes, you did. You did.
I'm like, Danielle, they sell 100 million iPhones and they work for everybody else, but they don't work for you.
Nope. Yeah. They never work for
Producer
me.
Sam, how are you and Hot Will doing in your quarantining?
We're doing pretty well. Yesterday, I counted 68 chest hairs on him. Him, not me.
Damn.
That's what we did yesterday. He has 68 chest hairs.
This doesn't sound fun. I don't know. Counting
it
chest hairs.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, because then we had to decipher what counted as a nipple hair and where the happy trail started. It was like a lively 40 minutes.
This is what we were doing yesterday.
We should go to Danielle's and count her chest hairs.
Shut up. I don't have any. I don't have
any.
Yeah,
well, uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you, Producer Sam. We love you.
I love you guys.
Have a great day today. Thanks for the stop by. That was fun. Wasn't that fun? Hey, let's do an around the room segment. Scary, can you plug one in real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. You know what? I feel good now that I'm technically working. It's all happy. Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
So I told you guys this off the air yesterday, and then it happened again today. I'm really worried about my fish. So I got these little fish just to keep me entertained. They are highly entertaining, but I think there's something wrong with one of them. They were playing, or maybe fighting, I don't know. And then I just heard one of them crash into the side of the tank, and he started to drift down a little bit. So I was like, oh my God, he just killed himself. He smashed his face. He's dying. But no, he got up and has been swimming around, but then he did it again today. I'm like, is there something I should be worried about with this pink fish?
Maybe he's blind.
It literally was like a... he could be. I mean, he had to have knocked something off. When he hit that thing so hard, I was like, oh, fish.
I think fish, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Do we have any fish experts here? I think they should be able to get around if they can't see because they have, don't they have sonar or something?
I don't think glowfish do. But he's got something wrong with him now for sure. Because when he nailed that tank and started floating down, I was like, oh, this is it. It's the worst. But he's okay now, I think. We'll see.
Can you take him back? Can you return him for a full refund?
I don't know. I kind of want to keep him now. I feel like Oh, the little glowfish, like $12.99, $13.99.
Wow. That's expensive. I thought they were like 45 cents or something like that.
No, they glow. They glow.
When I was a kid, you could get like a whole school of fish for $4. Oh, well. All right. Well, keep an eye on that fish. Does he have a name, Gandhi?
Not yet. I'm trying to get to know him a little bit better. His name might have to be Thunk.
Thunk? Okay, done. Yep. Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
You know, this whole pandemic thing and the quarantine, it needs to end soon or my family and I aren't going to make it.
Uh-oh, did you guys have a meltdown?
Yes, we had another meltdown yesterday.
What happened?
Somebody left the freezer door open all day long. Everything in the freezer melted.
Oh, no.
All the ice cream. And then, but that's not even the problem. The cleanup was a problem. But then everything else that we had been saving for food to fix for dinner, had to throw all that stuff away. It was a bad
day. Terrible.
In the Froggy household. Because it wasn't me that left it open. We don't know who it was. Nobody's taking blame. Right now it's between Rocky and Rex.
How do you know it wasn't you that left it open?
Because I have not been in the freezer. I've not been in the freezer in 3 days, and two other people that live in this home have been in the freezer both yesterday.
I like how you call them two other people who live in this home, not giving them a name.
Yes. Right. Yep. There are two other humans who have been in the freezer yesterday, and nobody takes blame, which is really making me mad still. The more I talk about it, I'm getting angry again. So somebody just needs to take the blame and say, okay, I did it. It would make me happier. Right now, it's between the dogs.
So I know, but what happened happened. And what happened happened. I mean, everyone learned that they need to be extra careful in making sure the freezer door is closed. There's nothing you can do to bring back that ice cream. It's all gone.
Yesterday, I was doing the talk to the dogs thing. I'm like, well, Rocky and Rex, I guess we're going to have to find out which one of you two opened the freezer and didn't close it.
Oh, no, you shouldn't use your dogs. You shouldn't use your dogs. You should tell mommy and my son that they're pieces of crap because they left the door open. Can you go tell that?
I went to get an ice cream sandwich out of the freezer. It was soup. I'm like, oh, we got a problem.
Oh, that's
and they're like,
worst.
Oh, maybe the freezer's broken. I'm like, no, no. Somebody didn't close the damn door.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Well, but today's a new day, Froggy. Look, I'm trying to be Mr. Positive here. It's not working.
Trying.
It's not working at all. Hey, producers, what's his name? Nate, what are we doing here? Should we take a break? I'm totally lost.
Take a break.
Okay, thank you. He's in there scheduling more guests, more surprise guests. Jason Derulo, I do believe, is definitely going to be on the phone with us, maybe in live. He may be in the studio. We don't know what's going on today. We're all getting ready for our stay-at-home ball, which is tomorrow night. We announced the entire lineup, which is massive. And I saw a lot of great response. There is some beautiful traction, not only for our big-time artists who are, you know, selling millions and millions of songs every year, but also some of the up-and-coming artists that have huge fan bases already. It's going to be a great show tomorrow night. We'll tell you more about that when we come back after this.
Hey, it's Lady Gaga.
Hi, America. This is Sam Smith.
Hey there, it's Dean Lewis
with Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Coronavirus. I'm telling you, it's real.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, Cardi B. What else can
gotta
I say? You gotta love her. Hey, yep. You know, I'm looking at my face in this Zoom room thing. Look how unshaven and gross I look. This is a weird time. Yeah, I'm doing a thing. Yeah, we're doing this thing where all the guys on the show, we're doing this video where we have to let our beard grow out and we have to do a shave. We have to shave ourselves, whatever. It doesn't matter. So I'm letting my beard grow out, and I don't think I look all that great. I had to do a conference call with a lot of our friends at Republic Records yesterday, and I was in the Zoom room, and two friends of mine who work for Republic sent me a text, "Are you feeling okay?" I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's awful.
I feel fine. And then it made me think. The other day, we woke up after Alex and I did that Santa Claus Around the Piano show the other night.
Yeah.
We drank way too much, okay? I woke up with a headache, and I snuck in to get two Tylenol because I don't want him seeing me take Tylenol because he'll think I'm sick. It's your mind. It's like, no, everything's fine. I mean, it's great.
Oh, no, this happens in my house. As soon as you cough or anything happens, like my kids are like, Ma, you got it? You better go.
Coronavirus.
Like, yep. Ma, I haven't left the house. Where was that?
We have rules. We have rules in my house. If you cough or sneeze, you have to go to another room by yourself for 1 hour until you don't sneeze or cough again. And that way we know that you're safe.
I'm so thankful I don't live in your house. I mean, crap's melting in the freezer. You're quarantining people within the quarantine. Yes,
God. I'm telling you, we got to get over this quickly or this family's not going to survive. We're not going to make it.
The worst is that I have really bad seasonal allergies just in general.
Yeah, me too.
And right now is the time that it's starting to change. So I'll sniffle for a second or I'll cough, sneeze, whatever it is. And everybody's like, ah, get away from me. God forbid I'm at the gas station, whatever it is. Boyfriend.
Everything's fine. And then you say, well, I have seasonal allergies. Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, let's go talk to a professional. Maybe he can help us. Brian on line 24, a nurse, usually working in a doctor's office, but you have actually volunteered to work with COVID patients at a pop-up hospital. Brian, it's a pleasure to speak to you. What a wonderful thing you're doing. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm about to start shift. And I'm just ready to get in and just get this experience and try to help people out.
You could have easily just stayed at home and said, no, I'm going to stay home and stay safe. But there was something inside you that switch that went off that said, I got to get out there and help people. Can you describe that feeling, that perspective to us?
I don't know. I guess for me personally, it's like a fire inside me to want to just try to jump out there and help people. I mean, I always had it inside me. Sometimes the way I describe myself, I feel like I'm a soldier that didn't finish his mission. And now I get to jump in there and kind of just fill that void and really get in there and help, you know, more people.
Wow. That's an amazing way to describe that. Well, thank God you have that fire in you, Brian, and everyone else who you're going to be working with. Are you going in today? To the pop-up hospital?
Yeah, I'm already here. I'm so sorry to correct. My name is Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm ready to go in. I'm a little nervous, and I just really hope I can do the patients right, you know, make my kids proud, and just, you know, just do something to make a difference.
Oh, Ryan, you know what? You're making a difference just by talking about what you're doing. Seriously, just saying what you're doing today is inspiring a lot of people out there. Also, I'm hoping it's encouraging a lot of people to stay safe and stay home, you know, because, you know, Ryan, we want to meet you in person on a happy day when we can just sit down and talk. Not when you're trying to save our lives, you know. But Ryan, congratulations.
You're one of those amazing people that runs into the fire. You know, we half of us are running away from the fire. You're running into the fire, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your bravery. And you go in there and you give it your all today, because I know you're going to do that anyway. So, Ryan, it's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for being on our show with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. And you guys stay safe and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Okay. We'll stop starting fires, because we tend to do that with our show. All right, Ryan, stay safe. Have a beautiful day. Danielle, let's get into the Danielle Report. And as we do, am I crazy? I was watching TV last night, and I think it was Netflix. And you know how they give you the new film you have to see setting at the top?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They show you one? There's this movie out, and I almost pushed play, and I stopped myself because it looks like the most dreadful, saddest movie. And I'm thinking, who wants to see this now? It's about, you know, the scene in the trailer is a guy with a beard sitting in a restaurant, and this kid joins him and gives him a list of how each and every one of his members of his family is going to die.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
This is a great example of exactly what I don't want to see.
Right.
But then, I'm kind of curious, has anyone seen this? I don't even know the name of it. You can text me if you want at 55100. I'm going nuts. Don't you hate when you know you've seen something and you can't remember what it is?
Yes. Yeah. And now I'm on a mission to find out what this is, too. He hands him a list, like actually hands him a physical list, or he reads it off. Okay.
Right. And on top of that, you know, I'm watching people sitting together in a restaurant. It's like there's all sorts of bad parts of this film. But I don't know. If you can review the film that shall remain nameless until you give us the name, Feel free, text us at 55100. Danielle, what do you have going on?
Yeah. So Lady Gaga's album, you know, was supposed to be released in early April, but it got pushed back because of everything going on. So Target gave us a pre-order yesterday, and they also gave us a track list, which Lady Gaga hadn't released yet. So she took to social yesterday and was like, yeah, that's the track list. And yes, Ariana Grande's on there. Elton John's on there. Other people are on there. So we now know the track list and everything thanks to Target. Yeah. Oops. So you guys know that we have our... yes, we have our stay-at-home ball, 8 o'clock Eastern time on our YouTube channel. This is going down tomorrow night. All the proceeds are going to Project Cure, Alessia Cara, Charlie Puth, Sophia Carson, Anthony Ramos, Meghan Trainor. The list goes on and on and on. So you're going to do that at 8 o'clock. But I can give you something else that you can do at 6 o'clock. This is what you're allowed to do before our stay-at-home ball. Post Malone is going to pay tribute to Nirvana tomorrow. He is going to headline a special live stream performance. You have to, though, call this phone number. It's so weird. 817-270-6440. That's the phone number.
Wait, that's Scary's phone number. What are you doing?
Sorry, Scary. Sorry, Scary. Anyway, it's 6 p.m. Eastern time on his YouTube page. He's also raising money, obviously, for COVID-19. Google is going to match donations. And so you can do that, and then you can do our stay-at-home ball. So look, I have your whole evening planned for you tomorrow night.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you, Danielle. You're welcome.
I don't want to think about it myself. You did all the thinking for me. Oh, by the way, we just found out the name of this film. It actually came out in 2017, but for some reason, Netflix is saying it's like maybe they just added it. Even the name of the film makes you want to not watch it. It's called The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Nope.
I know, but everyone's saying it's a great film. They're saying it's wonderful. But the name of it is The Killing of the Sacred Deer. It's about a kid that's talking about, you know, how this guy's going to lose his family members one by one. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's
terrible.
I don't know. I don't know.
No,
anyway,
thanks.
Back to you.
We're good.
Thank you helping us. I love the fact that people can tell us the answers to the questions. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So Vicky from The Real Housewives of Orange County got slammed by fans because she tweeted a message saying, "Governors of California, we need hairdressers and nail techs and small businesses and restaurants to start reopening as of May 1st. And the governor didn't respond, but the fans did. And they were not happy campers. They were like, are you? Come on. It's ridiculous. And did you guys hear what Damon from Shark Tank did?
terrible idea.
Yeah. He tried to sell the 3M made masks, the face masks, to the state at $7 each. That's more than 3 times the market rate. He played it up saying, oh, I know people in China. They're going to make them for us. The state was so desperate, they agreed, and they were going to get these masks, and then somehow the deal fell through. But then we found out that he was just, like, taking advantage of everybody. What a jackass. Like, that's terrible. A millionaire. Give it to us for free. I'm
with you.
Anyway, what an idiot. Tonight on television, there's a lot going on. You do have the 2020 NFL draft. Elvis said Circus of Books over on Netflix looks very interesting, so he wants to check
that out.
Well,
yeah, if you're into a gay porn store documentaries.
There you go. Okay, that's perfect. Not a real Keep It Up with the Kardashians, Total Bellas, and Real Housewives of NYC, and that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman, he's a cardiac surgeon who loses a patient, and the boy in the restaurant is the patient's son who feels that Colin Farrell needs to atone for his behavior. Very dark. They're saying, don't see it. It sounds very sad. I don't know. I don't need more sad in my life. I want happy.
Okay,
on the other side, give me a happy movie to watch. What is the dumbest, happiest film we should be watching tonight? I would love to hear from you.
Oh, gosh.
Text me now at 55100. What?
That Trolls, the world tour, the new movie that just came out, I heard it was hilarious. Adults, kids, everybody, that they would just love it. Yeah, haven't seen it.
It's a good one.
I need a no-brainer, because I have
always
no brain.
Go back and watch Borat. Very nice. Yakshima.
Borat.
Always good.
My sister is number one prostitute in all of Kazakhstan.
You know, I got to be honest. For the first time in my life, I think I want to go watch Borat.
Yeah. Really, oh, my gosh.
We need more movies like that. All right. We got to take a break. We have Jason Drulo calling in. When's he calling in, straight name?
About 90 minutes.
90 minutes. He's one of the stars of our stay-at-home ball. Again, we wanted to call it the sit-on-your-ass ball. I still may change the name. We can do that if we want. Anyway, Jason Drulo on in about an hour and a half, so I hope you're still with us. What else are you going to do? We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Morning Show. Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is actually simple and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter, where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yeah, we have a problem. Yes, we will deal with it. Yes, we will overcome it. But let's find our better selves in doing it.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, I had this thought. You know, the other night when Alex and I did that Around the Piano show, dressed up like Santa Claus and drinking martinis and stuff. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun doing that. It wasn't actually doing the live show. It was working together to make it happen, you know, to plan it out. I mean, it was very little planning. It didn't take a lot of brain cells for what we did. But we had a lot of fun working as partners, like coming up with the concept and coming up with dumb ideas. And it reminds me of, you know, watching Danielle and Sheldon when they do their stuff online. I mean, you guys actually plot it out, you know, a little bit, and then you let the cameras roll, right?
Oh, he has so much prep that he does for things, and he orders props, and he has a script sometimes. And yeah,
but how much fun are you two having with each other putting it on? That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
Oh, yeah, we have tons of fun. Like last night, he was working so hard, so I said, when are we doing your drawing class? You said you were going to give an art class tonight. And he says, I know I can't do it. I have all these meetings. We're going to do it tomorrow. Because I was so looking forward to his art class, because it's a surprise. I don't know what we're going to be doing in this art class, but I'm very excited about it.
Well, it got me to thinking about how much I really truly enjoyed spending time with Alex and just doing something totally different, something we'd never ever do otherwise. And so everyone who is someone's speaker is on, can you turn down your speaker, straight Nate, or whoever has it on? Thank you. So if you're stuck at home with someone else, this is your opportunity to do things that you wouldn't otherwise do when you're out there living your lives, you know, in a healthy world. We all agree that eventually, God willing, we're all going to be released back into the wild at some point to go out and live our lives outside the house. But right now we all have an opportunity with the people that we're stuck with to see them in a whole different way, to have conversations we wouldn't otherwise have, because they can't run. They can't leave. They're stuck. Right. They're stuck with you. This is a great time to actually. Exactly. You know what? And I know it must be a severe challenge to have, you know, kids who are trying to figure it out and grow up, and you're trying to clean up after them. But this is an opportunity we have right now. Or maybe this is an opportunity you have because you are by yourself. What is it you can do about learning more about yourself, about being more comfortable with yourself, that you'll never, ever, hopefully never, ever have a chance to do again? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I feel like maybe you'll learn something too about this other person that you never knew before, like an interest about them or something that fascinates you. Like the stuff that Sheldon comes up with blows my mind. Like he, to me, fascinates me with just the concept that he can come up with and how funny he is. He's so much funnier than I am, and I cannot believe
Danielle,
I'm admitting this on
you've
the
been
radio.
Married to him how many years? How many years have you
been
married to him?
I've been married to him 20 something years.
Okay.
And, you
find it kind of weird that you're just now seeing this side of him at full throttle? You know, I think that's cool.
It's crazy, right?
It is. And what about you, Gandhi? I mean, are you understanding what I'm saying? This is the time to take the opportunity to do things we're never going to have a chance to do again, hopefully.
Absolutely. So I do art projects with my boyfriend, and it's so fun to do all of these things with him because, like Danielle said, it just teaches me a lot about him. I feel like now I know what he thinks is pretty, his favorite colors. I just know him a lot better. So I could like walk into a store and see something, and now I know, oh, he will love that. I just feel like it makes me realize how his brain works a lot more. Even when it comes to just cooking, how he preps something versus how I would prep something. It's a really interesting practice in getting to know that person that you're stuck with, or as we like to say, safe with at this time.
Right. Well, yeah, Frog, what are you thinking?
Too often we always say, like, we don't have enough time. But now all you have is time. You're home. You can learn whether it's a something on YouTube or it's a craft or a trade or whatever you want to do. Now is the time to do it, because when this is over, you're going to go back to talking to people and you're going to see so many people learn new things. You don't want to be the one left out that didn't learn anything and didn't use your time wisely. So use it now, because we have nothing but time.
Yeah.
Well, and then on the other side, there are those who are probably rolling into their first shift of the day right now in hospitals, and truck drivers who get to listen to us, by the way. I love that about truckers, or people working in pharmacies or wherever you're working right now. And you are necessary. You are essential, as you know. What are you learning right now about how you want to live your life when this is all said and done? I mean, you've got to examine at the end of this conversation, we'll move on. You've got to examine where you are right now and how you can take advantage of it. And if you're in a rough situation, you're working in emergency rooms and you're seeing some things that are just nightmarish, what are you learning from that? There's more to it than just like trying to save lives. I mean, stop for a moment and give yourself the credit you deserve for doing what you're doing and try to look at this big picture. Do your best. Wherever you are, whatever you're stuck doing until this pandemic is done, what are you learning? And how can you take advantage of it for the future? Because we have hopes. We have dreams. We're going to get back to that. I feel good about it. But let's get back to that. As Froggy is saying, changed people, changed in a great way. And there you have it. I have Ryan on line 24. Talk about learning stuff. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi. Wow, this is amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being had, as they say. Well, thanks for listening. So what's your situation during a coronavirus pandemic? Are you stuck in the house by yourself with someone else? I mean, what's your story?
You know, it's actually pretty unique. I do work in healthcare. I work in human resources, so I have been working. They're keeping us really safe the best that they can. I'm actually 35 weeks pregnant with my first child, so this has been a very scary journey. But my husband is a school teacher, and he's been working from home. And I took a week off last week, and just like watching him work from home and connect with his students, and just I am blown away by the person he is, and it made me realize wow. This person was meant to be a teacher, and how hard he works. So it's been a really wild ride.
I know, but look at that. How long have you been married to him?
We've actually been married. It'll be 2 years in September. We'll be together 9 years in January. We met in college. He's like my soulmate. I feel so thankful and happy to have found each other, and hearing you talk this morning about like getting to know your spouse or getting to know whomever it is that you may be isolated with or quarantined with, or just the people that you can be with even from a distance, maybe it's through Skype or Zoom. It's such a good perspective and great opportunity to try and get to know people on a different level.
Yeah. It is. You know what? There are so many lessons to be learned, and don't shy away from them. The hard lessons, the happy lessons. I mean, this is the time to like truly experience and lean into what is going on here and how it's affecting you. And that's great. That after 9 years of knowing this guy, you now see how hard he works. And so I hope you said something to him like, wow, I'm really impressed. I mean, you really work hard, you know, let him know.
Yeah, absolutely. When I would get home, he, you know, would be a little chatterbox because he, you know, had no social interaction all day. And I would just stare at him and be like, wow, you worked hard today, you know, for being home. And so I can't imagine what it's like to be in the classroom and
that's great.
Putting in the work there as well. And
Ryan, you know what?
Basketball coach. And yeah.
He's very, very fortunate to have you in his life, as you are to have him in your life as well. Thank you so much for listening to us. And there's a great example. But what if you're living by yourself? Let's go to Scary. Scary's girlfriend, he and his girlfriend are quarantined away from each other. You go home and you're alone. You're with yourself, as I am most of the week. But you're every night by yourself.
Yeah.
How's it going? What are you learning about yourself, Scary?
Well, I've learned that I hate being alone with myself.
Okay, there you go.
I need social interaction at all times. I'm the kind of person that I feed off other people. That's how I'm stimulated. So I always find myself all over social media trying to interact. You know, I call my girlfriend every night, speak to my parents twice a day.
That's so nice.
Yeah, no, of course. And now I'm like starting to call relatives and stuff and sit on the phone with them for an hour. And then I realize, oh my God, I really do need to talk to people and I miss being around.
And that's okay. You know what's scary? And that's okay. And it's not unusual. A lot of people love the energy they get off other people and they need other people. And I get that. But maybe there is something you're missing about yourself that you could be tapping into, and you may not, and you don't have to feel guilty for not finding that out.
I'm cooking a lot more. What? I mean,
Gandhi thinks you need a hobby.
Yes.
He needs a hobby.
I think you need to keep your hands busy. I know you got a selfie stick and you got a new ring light. Maybe there's something you can get into with like directing your own videos at home.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Do something, but you know what? You need to be
busy,
open.
One hand at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Use both just to get really freaky. But you know, but try to find a way. And I don't know how the answer here. I don't have all the answers. I don't know. I'm making all this as I go. But try to find a way to get to know yourself a little better and find something that you really enjoy doing that makes you proud, like accomplishments, having purpose in your day. And I think that is the foundation behind this. You need purpose in your day. And you can find it, but sometimes it's hidden way down in there. We're talking earlier about fun movies to watch. Someone said we should watch The Package. Have you guys seen this film?
No.
This sounds like it's right up my alley. It's about these, as I've been told, these high school kids. They go out to the woods and they go camping, and a friend of theirs severs his penis and he's rushed to the hospital. And so the whole movie is about them with their friend's penis in a box trying to rush it to the hospital before it's too late. It sounds fabulous. I bet.
Oh my God!
Meryl Streep is in this. I mean, it sounds like it's awesome material.
Yes.
But what was another film you said that's all? It's all also kind of stupid and fun. Gandhi, was it the sausage?
Sausage Party.
Oh yeah.
Sausage Party.
That was a great movie. It was a cartoon too. So don't be misled, parents. It is not for children.
No,
but it's really entertaining. Yeah.
It's not that type of cartoon.
It is not.
Nope.
So, yeah, I can just imagine tonight, Scary's going to go home with his ring light and his selfie stick.
Yep. And direct keep his hands busy. Sausage Party.
Yeah. Brody reminds us his Sausage Party starts off okay, but the last 20 minutes are crazy. You got to keep it on, so don't give it up. Line 24 is Nikki. Hey, Nikki, welcome to the show. How are you doing today? What's your purpose in life?
Well, I am a social worker, so I'm working still at outpatient doing therapy for people with both mental health and substance use.
Good. They're lucky to have you. So what are you observing? What are you seeing that we could all learn from?
Well, a lot of people are starting to rethink things right now, whether that's relationships that they're in, the job that they're at currently. Some people are changing their entire careers right now because of this whole situation. And we're really trying to help them navigate, you know, should they be doing that? Is this something that's momentary because of these really extreme and unique circumstances? Or are these like true feelings that maybe we just haven't been able to experience and know how accurate they are, you know, and this is bringing that out for people.
Wow. Wow. So is your best advice to say, hey, keep in mind, this is a temporary situation we're in, so don't make any rash decisions that you might regret, or like, what do you tell them?
Yeah, I think by and large, I am definitely encouraging people not to make any super impulsive decisions and having to remember that that's also really hard because we don't know how long this is going to last. So it can be hard to tell somebody, hey, I hear that you're really miserable, but maybe you should wait a year to make a decision on this. So I think it's really just kind of based on each person and what their unique situation is. But it's really great. If anybody is out there having these situations and they don't have somebody to talk to about it, I really encourage them to seek out and start a counseling session with somebody. There's a lot of that available right now. People are still taking new clients. There's 800 numbers that you can call. You know, definitely talk to somebody about this and don't try to go through this alone.
All right, Nikki. Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. That's very important stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think I'm going to chop off all of my hair today.
No.
Just because I can.
I think
I may drive my truck into the river just because it looks fun. Let's see if it floats. Maybe these are things you should rethink. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for your call, Nikki. I love this this text. It sounds like Elvis just wants to see a bunch of movies about dongs. Well,
and who does not?
Who doesn't love a good dong movie? I hate that word dong. It's so stupid. That's like the second half of a bell ringing. There's a ding and there's a dong. I mean, it's like
junk.
Yeah, don't call it junk. We can't handle that. All right, let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. And we do have a phone tap on the way. Translation, time to take Max for a pee-pee walk. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right, researchers say a commonly used quick test for the coronavirus seems to be the least accurate. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic say the Abbott ID Now test proved to be accurate about 85% of the time, but they would like it to be 95% of the time. So be careful if you're getting tested with that. And another quick note now on face masks, now that there's been a sudden rise in usage, firefighters are warning people not to sterilize their masks in the microwave because the equipment is not microwave safe and could spark a fire, making their jobs a lot harder. So be careful if you thought you were going to do it that way. And how about this? Everybody loves Disney, right? Well,
yes.
Not so much. Have you seen what the heiress Abigail Disney has to say? She's very upset with
them. Yeah. She always has a problem with the current Disney Corporation.
Yes. She is going off on them. She's laying into the company for furloughing thousands of employees during the pandemic while paying bonuses to the executives. She's the grandniece of the late Walt Disney. Exactly. Yeah. She went off on Twitter in a 25-tweet rant. Disney is reportedly saving about $500 million a month by furloughing 100,000 workers, but they're keeping intact those big executive bonuses. Abigail is not happy about it. I know. There will be an accompanying story in the Financial Times this week. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you, Danielle. And finally,
they shouldn't do that.
They should not. It's terrible. No. And how about this as a plot twist brought on by the pandemic lockdown? You could develop a new accent depending on who you are isolated with. Apparently, I know. You're going to start talking like Alex soon. That'll be great.
How you doing? Hey. What the frick's going on over there?
Danielle's going to develop a British accent. This will be great.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you are stuck with people through long periods of isolation, you tend to pick up whichever accent they have, and you all end up sounding more similar than you did before. So we'll see how this works out for people in isolation with someone else. I love it. I hope you guys
I can't believe you're not including the story about the mayor of Las Vegas today. I'm sorry.
I don't even know where to start with that story. I mean, like, what is the story? She may have been drunk. She may just be crazy.
I don't know.
Or like Anderson Cooper said, she's just ignorant.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think what he said was she made an ignorant statement. Yeah. But I don't know if you saw the interview with Anderson Cooper and the mayor of Las Vegas. Luckily, with all of her great ideas, she says that she has no control over anything in Las Vegas. So we're safe. God. And it's all good.
Yeah.
With all of her
ideas.
I don't mean to laugh, but
I can't
But when you see people like her, then you actually think, you know, Joe Exotic might have had a shot. If she made it, he too could have made it.
You are 100% correct.
Did you see that movie with Drew Barrymore called Grey Gardens about the mother and the daughter, the Beals? They lived out in Southampton in this beautiful old house called Grey Gardens. I mean, and they were definitely mentally ill. But they had a documentary company follow them, and it was a big PBS special. Anyway, she reminds me of one of the Beals.
Oh, God.
The lady that you all know, maybe it's a crazy aunt that always puts lipstick on, but she circles her entire face with a lipstick.
Yes. And it's just a little too high.
The blue eyeshadow all over her face and the beehive all the way up.
There you go. Well, there's your mayor of Las Vegas. Anyway, it was weird to watch Anderson Cooper do that interview because he actually slapped his own face like really hard. Like, is this really happening?
It was fabulous.
All right. We do have a phone tap on the way. We have Jason Derulo, who's one of the stars of our stay-at-home ball. He's going to be on in about an hour. We've got lots to do. We'll be back after this.
Elvis Duran in the morning show. Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Gary.
Yes.
We love Michael Oppenheimer. As a matter of fact, we get requests for Michael Oppenheimer phone taps.
So does Scary.
I'll do Michael Oppenheimer impressions on it. Done.
All right. What's the email say today, Scary? Oh, here it is. Dear Morning Show, my parents ordered these knives from a TV infomercial. Ever since, they've been receiving phone calls from telemarketers almost every day trying to sell them every type of junk imaginable. Well, as you can imagine, my parents are not happy about these calls. Don't you think it's time for Michael Oppenheimer to give them a call? This comes from Naomi.
Yep.
All right, Scary plays the part of Mr. Michael Oppenheimer, the annoying, relentless telephone telemarketer. Let's listen in as Naomi phone taps her mom and dad with Michael Oppenheimer.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with AV's Nani's That, and we have a wonderful product for you to try this afternoon called Haragami. How are you doing today, miss?
Actually, you must have the wrong person, so thank you for calling, and please don't call again.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with AV's Nani's That. Sir, in Japan, the art of folding paper is called origami.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Where did you get my number?
Recently you ordered knives from TV.
I think you're full of
Okay, sir.
Okay, you know
Have
what?
Have you ever bought anything?
What I'd like for you to do is not call this number again. Okay? You were asked once already. Now I am telling you a second time. There better not be a third time.
Are you familiar with...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sir...
Do not call me again.
If you could let me finish,
Next
sir...
Next time you call me,
Sir,
our
haragami
will...
is fast, easy, and
Thank
comfortable.
Thank you very much. Please do not call this number again.
Plus, we'll give you...
Do you understand me?
Sir, we'll give you the Snap Action Scrunchie,
which is... Listen to me. You keep on talking. I do not want to buy anything. I do not want anything for free. And you can tell them, whoever they may be, I am not interested. Okay?
Are you familiar that this
Snap-action
scrunchie
goodbye.
Has gathered fabric used for creating new ponytail styles? Hello?
Time's running out for your brand new plasma TV and autographed script from the man himself.
Hello, miss? Hello?
Are you going to keep calling this number?
Miss, if you act now, we'll also throw in the Turby twist. Are you familiar with the...
I am totally familiar. I own all of it, and I'm not interested in it anymore.
We have the 30-page glamour guide.
What is your name?
Michael.
Michael what?
Oppenheimer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oppenheimer, and we're not interested.
Haragami is fun for the children.
We're actually filing a harassment claim. That's why I have you on the phone, so that your line can be tapped into, so you can keep talking if you like.
They can twist their hair into all kinds of bendable shapes.
Thank you. I am on the website, and I see everything. Thank you. Have a nice day. Hello?
Hi, yes, Catherine. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with AV's Nani's That. In Japan, the art of folding paper is called...
Michael, what part of we're not interested do you not understand?
I'd like to give you something for free at this time.
I don't want anything for free. I don't want to pay for anything.
What if I took your email...
Do you understand that?
How about
I'm
you?
I'm not interested. I have harassment charges already being brought up on you.
Did you know that the Turby twist is over 5 times as absorbent as a towel?
I don't care. I don't care about anything that you're saying. You are doing nothing but harassing me.
Not only that, but I'm phone tapping you.
It's Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. You got phone tapped.
You know what?
What?
She's in for it. I am going to murder that kid when she comes home from the gym. I have the police here.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Well, 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 can't wait. Tomorrow night is our stay-at-home ball. A lot of people have been working really, really hard to put this together. You know, Stephen Levine, our PR guru to the stars out in L.A., started making phone calls. And of course, Andrew and Diamond have been working on scripting. And everyone in our digital department, Tony Mollet and Ali and everyone working at iHeart Digital, they are doing the heavy lifting. All we do is show up and look pretty on the camera and enjoy the show.
And that part's debatable.
Yeah, pretty part.
Yeah, we're gonna try our best to do that. It's just like when we have Jingle Ball or the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's like everyone else works so hard to put it on, and we just show up and go, "Hi, this was our idea." Okay, bye. Anyway, Jason Derulo, one of the stars of our stay-at-home ball, we are hoping he's going to be on with us in about an hour. When's he going to be on?
40 minutes. 40 minutes, so or so.
Okay. You got some questions for him, Danielle? You're going to ask the typical Jason Derulo question. Hey, will you take your shirt off?
Yeah, of course. I can't have a Jason Derulo interview without that question. Yeah, I can't smell him. You know, I'm very upset, though, because normally when he's on with us, he walks in and he smells so good. And in the Zoom, you can't smell the guy. I'm not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, we don't have Zoom aroma. Well, anyway, so the stay-at-home ball, it's tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. We're hosting all of the favorite artists that we have lined up. It's just an incredible list of new artists and artists that have been around for a while. I love the mix in the lineup tomorrow night. Again, it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You can watch on our Elvis Duran Show YouTube channel. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, you know, another thing about the stay-at-home ball is we get to see into their houses, in their apartments and stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of place is Bryce Vine living in? I want to see. Where's Dinah Jane hanging her hat? All right, Leslie Odom Jr. You know he's got a nice apartment. I'm sure he made a lot of money off Hamilton, right? Right?
Probably.
All right, Danielle, what do you have going on?
Yeah. All right, so I'm sure you've seen it, the Baskin-Robbins sign that underneath it says, no relation to Carol Baskin. So this is what a Baskin-Robbins is actually trying to do. It's in Kansas. They were trying to do it to get more people to come in to get some takeout, you know, because business, you know, has been a problem for a lot of places. And it worked. Business was booming. It boosted their business because they had that sign out there. People found it funny, and so they came in, and they got themselves a little ice cream to go. How about that? It worked.
I don't know. They should rethink that because Carol Baskin, you know, now she's the mayor of Las Vegas. They should try to merge into that. You know?
Oh, God.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, my gosh. So Mayor de Blasio was talking about the Macy's fireworks for the 4th of July yesterday. And I know a lot of people watch that on television. It's part of a lot of people's 4th of July celebration. So he has agreed that there will be some kind of a show this year. They don't know what kind of a show. They said there's a lot of things they have to look into, but they said it is a wonderful show and they will do something. So they're just going to have to figure out what it is. MTV is bringing back, remember the 1980s, 90s dance show Club MTV? Well, that's going to be coming back this weekend, Saturday night, 10 p.m. It's going to help save the Music Foundation, and it's just going to be a little special. So I guess if it does well, maybe they'll do it again, but that's for your Saturday night. Camila Cabello was getting so frustrated with her bangs because they were getting so long and in her face, she had her mom cut them. So I think a lot of people are doing that, and a lot of celebrities are doing that at home, you know, just getting other people to cut their hair because whoever's in your house, get out the scissor or the Floby and just help me out. You gotta do it.
Oh, God. Well, we learned the hard way. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yes, we know. Empire wrapped up their 6 seasons early, and unfortunately, Taraji P. Henson, who you know plays Cookie, said, I really don't feel like we wrapped it up right. She said there were a lot of storylines that we couldn't wrap up the right way. And she says, I'm really hoping that at some point, maybe we could come back and give the viewers something else because I don't feel like we finished. So we'll see if that happens. This Sunday, Ryan Seacrest and American Idol will start their remote shows. They're going to be in 25 different locations. So it's going to be crazy. But Ryan is actually going to be sitting at the original desk that Randy, Paula, and Simon sat at. He was setting it up in his house the other day. So you're going to get to see that this weekend. And Studio A24 is launching A24 Auctions. It's an auction platform to support New York City workers and families impacted by COVID-19. There will be original set pieces and wardrobe and props from movies like Uncut Gems, The Lighthouse. It's starting at 12 p.m. today, and you can go to A24Auctions.com to see all of the cool stuff that you can get your hands on. And, of course, tonight, the 2020 NFL Draft. You've got the Real Housewives of NYC, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and a little Total Bellas. And that is my Danielle report.
Hey, last night, Verizon's Pay It Forward live concert with Billie Eilish and Phineas. Apparently, I didn't watch the show. Apparently, Billie opened her mouth as large as a hippopotamus and belched like this huge, loud burp. Did anyone hear this?
I think while Phineas was talking, it happened. She belched.
Oh. Wow. Well,
did you hear it?
I didn't hear it, but I think Gary. Okay, we need to find it. Yeah.
If Gary can get the sound of Billie Eilish burping, that could be the funniest thing she's ever said. I would love to hear that. Oh, another film you need to watch if you want to laugh your ass off. It's an old film, and it's really Miami, South Beach, 80-ish looking, is The Birdcage. Straight Nate and I. And you've seen it too, Frog? You've seen The Birdcage?
Lisa loves that movie. It's one of her favorite movies of all time.
there's no way not to laugh at this film. It's just so funny. So that's another dumb old film you can watch, The Birdcage. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
What's up, I'm Demi Lovato.
Hey, this is Alicia Keys.
It's Camila Cabello with Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
With kids going online more for schoolwork and entertainment, it's important to help keep them safe when they're connected. To help monitor your kids' online activity and more, Norton LifeLock is giving away 6 months of Norton Family for free. No personal information required. Sign up at norton.com/family.
Elvis Duran
and the Morning Show is a consistent ratings winner.
I don't mean to brag, but we got a lot of listeners.
Elvis Duran.
It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
This is the weirdest show.
You do have a great show, and it's hugely popular.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I don't know. When's the last time you were at a stoplight and there was someone in the car next to you and he started revving his engine? What is that? Is that a thing? Like guys like to rev their engines? What is that?
I thought that's like a race indicator. Yeah, like, it is, I'm going to race you. We're about to race you.
That's a small penis indicator.
Is that the small penis indicator?
Absolutely. Who the hell does that?
I mean, Gandhi, do you rev your engine? No, you don't even have a driver's license.
No, I mean, the last car that I owned was like a Saturn from maybe 1820. No one was revving their engine next to me. They were just feeling bad.
Yeah. No, there's something about guys that need to rev their engines. I don't understand it. Froggy, you're a guy. You're the only guy on the show. What's this all about?
Yeah, I don't do that. That's a very tool move. I see that. It's like a musclehead car. Like, I want to prove my worth with how fast my car is.
Okay, just wondering. You're driving around, and there's really no traffic these days, not a lot anyway. And so I was actually at a stoplight where there were like three cars. I'm like, oh my God, this is a traffic jam. No. I should call it in to the traffic people. Three cars at a stoplight. Anyway, and this guy next to me was like, and I look over and it's like a Toyota something. I don't even know what he's.
Oh.
So obviously he had to put it in neutral. You know, I was like, what are you doing?
He was going to power brake it. Well, how do you even respond to that? If you're in your car and someone revs next to you, do you just roll up your window like, no, thank you, sir? What do you do?
No, yeah. I make sure when the light turns green, I take off extra slow so they don't think there's any aggression.
Oh,
I'm not going to play their game. No, I don't want to play their game. Screw them. Ooh, I almost
said
the F-word.
You know me, I roll down the window. I'm like, stop being a jackass.
Yeah, you would, Danielle.
You're wasting gas.
Hey, I was watching Jonas Brothers. All three of them posted a video yesterday saying they have a big announcement today at 4 o'clock East Coast time. Do we know what that is? Big announcement, Jonas Brothers. They started the message out saying, we're so sorry and we feel awful that we had to cancel or postpone our Las Vegas residency. But we have a big announcement tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock East Coast time. So that's today. So as soon as someone finds out, let me know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
We have our stay-at-home ball tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Elvis Duran Show Instagram, YouTube, actually.
Yep.
And one of the stars of our show doing a song for us is Jason Derulo. And we're going to have him on our show in like 15, 20 minutes. But I'm looking at our Zoom room, and he's already checked in.
Yeah.
I don't see his face because it's just like it's just a graphic of a head, whatever. Is he watching us right now? Is Jason Derulo watching our every move?
Oh, for sure.
He could be.
Could be. I like to think he has better things to do, so he probably is not, but he could be.
I don't think he has better things to do because yesterday on Instagram, he shaved off an eyebrow. So we got to talk to him about that.
Well, that's because he lost a bet. So he had no choice, you know? Yeah.
And he's cooking all these crazy desserts and stuff. I don't know. Yes, Gary, what's up?
I compared watching a Zoom meeting before you enter the room as going up to a bar and looking into the window to see if there is a crowd in there. Do I really want to go into this bar? It's kind of empty. Nah, you know, I'm going to go down to the bar down the street. That's what this is.
So Jason Derulo's watching us right now. He can't hear us though, right?
No. I mean, I could turn the mic on if you
might
want.
No, don't.
No,
everything's
muted. Don't
look at the camera. We don't want him to know we're talking about him. Mind your own business. We're so stupid.
You guys are so sneaky.
Yeah, we really are. Hey, we do have the bonus hour today at 10 o'clock East Coast time. I got to tell you, I had so much fun doing the bonus hour with you guys yesterday. How much fun was that?
It was fun.
It's always
fun. We like it when we can't remember what went on because you know it was a party then.
Right. It was just loose. I don't know. For some reason, we're a little more uptight during these 4 hours. And then when that 10 o'clock bonus show on Z100 comes on, we're like, who cares? What are they going to do? Fire us?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, someone just said that may not be Jason Derulo in our Zoom room watching us. It may be China watching our Zoom meetings.
Checking in as Jason Derulo.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Let's continue with our around the room. Let's go to Scary. Is it Scary's turn? I think it is.
Yeah.
Scary, what's going on?
So long before there was a quarantine, I ordered a side table from IKEA, and it sat in my apartment in the box because it said some assembly required. You would think that this is the perfect opportunity to put the damn thing together.
One would think.
No. I'm doing everything else but. I rearranged my cabinets. I said, how could I optimize my dishes and my bowls and put other stuff? I did everything except open that damn box. I still have not gotten to it, and I don't know why. It's just an obvious project. I am not a handy person. But imagine procrastinating to that level. It's going to take me a half hour to put the damn thing together, but I don't want to open the box.
Okay. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier. If you have something like a project that needs your attention right now and you're not doing it, examine that. Figure out why you're not doing this. Go do it, Scary. You have nothing else to do.
But today's the day.
Watch porn. Come on.
Do it.
I love that. You know what? I know what people are not doing right now. And so I'm texting several people and no one's answering my text.
Uh-oh.
And you know, I know they saw it. One of them is, I want to talk to Alex about this mustache he's grown. It's really causing quite the stir and controversy.
Oh, that's
and
why
also,
he won't text you.
Yeah, I said, we want to talk to you about your mustache. So he's shying away. And also Bobby Brown, our friend Bobby Brown, she was challenged with the all-in challenge. Is that what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She challenged me yesterday, and I have no idea what to do. So we got to get her on the phone eventually, see what that's about. Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So yesterday I had one of those pie crusts left in the fridge and I knew it was going to go bad. So I'm like, I need to make something easy. So I made this easy strawberry pie. It had like 3 ingredients. Oh my gosh. It was so good. And I posted it on my Instagram if you want the ingredients. I cannot stop thinking about when I can have some. And the rest of the family was like, I don't really want it. I'm like, that's okay. I'll eat it all. I don't care.
More for you. Them.
More for
Guess
me.
What? This isn't all about them.
That's right. That's the whole thing.
I've been cooking so much, and I feel like I'm turning into the Pioneer Woman. Is that what's her name? Do you ever watch
Oh,
this?
Yeah. She uses a lot of butter, that lady.
She does. She's living out on a farm with her husband and her kids, and all she does is cook these meals, like tons and mountains of food. And I feel like I'm the Pioneer Woman of New Jersey right now. It's insane.
Awesome.
It's crazy. We're about to get into the 3 things you need to know from Gandhi. Also, let's see, Jason Derulo is still watching us. I'm trying to make it look like I don't know he's watching us in our Zoom room. What should we do with the all-in challenge? What could we possibly offer for that, Danielle? This is your thing. You love this thing.
I think that we were all talking about it. I think someone could co-host the show with us for the day, or maybe when we get back to doing our concerts, maybe they could introduce an act with us at Madison Square Garden for like our Jingle Ball or something. I mean, you know, be backstage. Maybe they get a makeover and get to walk the red carpet, like a whole big glam day, like something like that. That would be so cool.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we have the authority just to add people to the stage
Elvis.
Lineup.
Yeah, you got the authority. Just, you know, we know who runs the garden. DFEF. He'll give you the authority. Just
okay. Yeah, Scary. What are you thinking? What could we possibly offer in the challenge?
Well, I agree with that. It's got to be an experience money can't buy. So those 2 ideas are on the right track, I think. Because, you know, a lot of things are purchasable. But like when Justin Timberlake, right, offering, was he golf lessons? Are you going to play golf with him?
Yeah, you play 18 holes with him and Bill Murray.
I mean, you can't buy that. But, you know, that's an experience, a life experience money cannot buy. So
I don't golf. Do you golf? It's Froggy golf.
Froggy does.
Yeah.
We're going to give away a golf game with Froggy. Okay.
I would love to do that. I think the Tom Brady one is still the highest one, where you get to go to the very first game he plays in Tampa. You get his game jersey. And then after the game, you can either work out with him or go to dinner with him.
There you go.
That would be creepy. I choose to work out with you, Tom.
Oh, yeah, that's very creepy. Sniff his jersey.
What do you think, Gandhi? What do we have to offer? I think we have nothing to offer.
I think we have a lot. So I think everybody on the show kind of has something that they specialize in. You know, like maybe you play golf with Froggy. You could do a cooking lesson with you. You could go shopping with Danielle. You could go couponing with Scotty. You could murder someone with Nate. There are lots of different options.
Yeah. As far as, like, yeah. What everyone's best doing.
Gandhi for the win.
You get super stoned with Gandhi.
Yeah, I would do it.
All right, all right. Well, like, I'm trying to get Bobby Brown. Package. Bobby Brown challenged me, and once you're challenged, I mean, there's no going back. It's in, it's out there. Yeah. You have to do it. So,
oh, you know what else? If they could go to the garden with us, you know, you get to go to that really cool room in the back and get all the free stuff, like the,
oh, yeah. Oh, the swag room.
Yeah, the swag room. Right, you take them through the swag room, and they get one of everything that the celebrities get. That's cool.
I feel kind of weird though, offering a concert experience when we are not having any concerts. It's, well, like,
I guarantee in 2021 maybe we'll have something, so we could just, ooh, push the prize.
What if you just gave somebody like 60 seconds of airtime to say whatever they felt like saying? You want to break up with someone?
Oh, God. Gandhi, you're full of really bad ideas today. Really bad.
Could you imagine?
All right. We need to get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. And that's not one of them, by the way. What's going on, Gandhi?
Well, a lot of people are grateful to Nevada's governor for rejecting Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman's comments about reopening the economy. We were talking about this a little while ago. The interview was nuts. It happened yesterday. She said she would be willing to reopen Las Vegas as a control group to study if people wanted to see the spread of COVID-19. I am not kidding.
She said that. She said those words. I want to open my city as a control group to study what would happen.
Yes.
And then Anderson Cooper said, you would open your city as a control group? And she said, I didn't say that.
Yes, you just did.
You did. You just did.
She said it.
It's nuts.
Well, then the governor stepped in and said, yeah, no, we're not going to be using our citizens like that. And people are calling the mayor's comments absolutely outrageous. If you didn't see that interview, do yourself a favor and go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are using Zoom if they are lucky enough to work from home, ourselves included. And there have been some serious security issues. Well, now the company says it's working to improve those issues. A new version will be out this week with better encryption to protect data and stop intruders from crashing meetings. The new version will also include passwords and require hosts to admit people to those meetings. So you're not just going to be able to pop in on someone anymore.
Well, look what's happening to us. Jason Derulo is watching us right now. I mean, Jason Derulo, he's crashing into people's Zoom room.
Hey, babe.
Rooms. Anyway, yeah, what else? Sorry.
And finally, if you want to help first responders and you're not really sure how and you like Chipotle, there's a really good deal going on right now. It's called Buy One, Get One. So right now, they are fighting for heroes. All you have to do is buy a burrito on the website or the app, and then you have a chance to name it. So you name it the number four, heroes, and that will allow them to donate a burrito to healthcare workers. So for every burrito you buy, healthcare workers will get one as well. The promo runs through Sunday. Workers can then sign up for the chance to get their free burrito on May 6th, and that is Nurses Day. So if you want to do good, go to Chipotle. And those are your three things.
Very nice. Thank you, Gandhi. All right, we're going to take a break. I do believe we'll have Jason Derulo on next. Is that right, Straight Nate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. He's one of the stars of our stay-at-home ball, which is happening tomorrow night at 8 o'clock East Coast time. You can watch it at the Elvis Duran Show channel on YouTube. All right, we're back with Jason Derulo right after this.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones, and when it comes to home and auto insurance, State Farm is the real deal. File a claim or pay your bill with the award-winning State Farm mobile app, or contact any of their 19,000 local agents who are ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Please welcome, live from the Mercedes-AMG Interview Lounge, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh my God, we're in the Interview Lounge. I guess we have to do an interview then. It's part of our job today. Well, we are getting, oh, there's Jason Derulo in the Zoom room. We are getting ready for tomorrow night. We're doing our stay-at-home ball. Starring Charlie Puth and JoJo and Lauv and Thomas Rhett and Kesha and many, 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 many more, raising money for Project Cure, helping our heroes on the front lines. And one of our favorite stars on the show tomorrow night, Jason Derulo, in the Zoom room. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got to say, we hear you loud and clear. Every time we talk to someone in this thing, it's just a miracle. It works and it's working. It's perfect. Thank you for coming in today.
Amazing.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's still yesterday for me.
Yeah, I know. We don't know what day it is. I had so many martinis the other night. I thought it was Christmas. I really did. It was really scary. Can we get, do you mind if we get kind of close? Let me get close to your eyebrow. Let me see the eyebrow. You shaved off your eyebrow?
Oh. See, you can't tell nobody, but that was, you know what I'm saying? A little CGI.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Really?
Look at you.
But wait a minute.
Don't tell nobody.
But you lost the bet. You lost the bet. So if you lost the bet, aren't you supposed to go ahead and do what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, tell the story. What happened?
So basically, we played a game, and the first one to miss was supposed to shave off their eyebrow. But, you know, I mean, it was for a video. So, you know, I lost for the video. But, I mean, I probably wouldn't have lost if it was actual life.
Oh,
but exactly.
I'm just trying to entertain the people at home.
Oh, that's what it is. You're an entertainer. Of course, I should have thought that's what it is. Here's the thing.
Like I shaved my eyebrow.
Jason, you've been in a quarantine for what, a little over a month now, and you're bored. You're pretending to shave your eyebrows. But I will tell you, watching you on TikTok, have you seen Jason Derulo's numbers on TikTok? I mean, you have over a billion views, or right around a billion views, more than, gosh, more than Bieber and the Jonas Brothers and Ed Sheeran. TikTok has become your new home. Now, what is it about TikTok that you're loving so much about?
Man, TikTok is my saving grace right now because it's a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I can do every day at home. It offers a new activity every day, whether it's learning a dance, whether it's doing a prank, whether, you know, it's cooking something. I just always have something to do and something to show. And I think that's the beauty of TikTok. You know, it brings people together, you know, with all these different challenges, with all these everything that you're doing could be copied by someone else. Everything that you're doing could go viral. So, I mean, it's an opportunity for everybody. And it's like this even playing field that anybody could go viral at any moment.
So we were talking about this earlier on the show today, Jason, where, you know, if you have an opportunity in this lockdown, in this quarantine, to do new things, take this opportunity, because eventually we're going to be released back into the wild and we're not going to have the time to do these things again. And you're having
Fun.
Hey, yeah, Gandhi, what do you think about Jason and everything he's doing on TikTok?
Okay, first of all, it looks great, but I got a question. Are you really eating all of that loveliness that you're making? Because there's no way we've seen your stomach. You're not eating that Kit Kat, Oreo, cookie, whatever it is. What happens to it?
So for those that don't know, I make a special meal every time I hit a million followers. Yeah, I end up eating a lot of sweets. So like we make these crazy desserts. But of course I eat them. I mean, they're incredible. Every single time I'm trying to like think of a crazy dessert that I could do, right? So it ends up being something that I want to try. I mean, it's like all kinds of candies mixed with cookies, mixed with stuff that you wouldn't normally put together.
I know,
but it ends up being every Gandhi, 3 days.
Gandhi's like, he's not eating that. He's lying. He's making it and he's throwing it away. I'm like, no, I bet he's eating it. It looks good.
I'm eating it.
He's building our winter bodies.
You gotta balance it out, right? You gotta balance it out. If I'm eating that, I know I can't go crazy, you know, the rest of the day, and I'm doing protein shakes and eating just protein and not many carbs, not much sugar throughout the day.
Would you do like 250 more push-ups that day? Because, you know, you got to make up for it.
Yeah, you got to make up for it.
I mean, nah, I work out the same amount of time every single day. I work out like an hour each day. Usually I work out more, but since we've been on quarantine, I've been kind of chillaxing a little bit.
Good for you. You should enjoy yourself. Hey, so speaking of all the success you're seeing in your TikTok videos, have you been to the Hype House? Have you paid them a visit?
Nah, ever since I've been home, we've been on quarantine. I ain't been to nobody's house.
Well, no, you can join them virtually, you know. So, I don't know. Well, look, something tells me that you are taking advantage of every moment while you're on quarantine, and you're enjoying yourself. And that's good news. And you shouldn't, by the way, I read something the other day. Some people are feeling guilty because they're actually enjoying quarantine right now. Don't feel guilty. It's okay. It's cool because you're doing the right thing by staying home and staying safe.
I totally agree with that. I mean, in all of this, you got to find the silver lining. And I think a lot of people are spending way more time with their families, you know, getting to know their families even better, you know, spending time at home, doing the little things. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was able to just be at home like this. I mean, probably since I was in high school. I went away for college, and after college is when I had my big break. So, I mean, I kind of just been on the road ever since, man. And I never, ever get to spend this much time at home.
So Jason Derulo, of course, performing at our Stay at Home Ball tomorrow night. We originally wanted to call it the Sit on Your Ass Ball.
We could do the AKA.
I know. So one of the things we love about these incredible performances we're seeing from our favorite artists like you, Jason, is we actually get to see you performing in a place we would never see you perform. And are you, do you have a studio in your house? I mean, where are you doing your performance from? Yeah. Can you tell us?
Yes. So this is a studio in my house. I just did it in that room right there. But yeah, this is my house studio.
You know, see, okay. I think that's all fancy and really cool and everything. I want to see you do a song from the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
You
know,
from where?
In the bathroom, doing a selfie in the mirror and sing.
Yeah. You know. Ooh, you could go and do trumpets from the bathroom. That would be perfect.
Oh, you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be original.
I just thought of my new TikTok. I'm going to do that for TikTok.
You know, I was reading somewhere, Jason, a lot of people love doing TikTok videos in the bathroom because the lighting is always great. And there's a mirror there, and you can catch all angles. As long as you don't see the toilet or, you know, something going on in the background, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, the bathroom's supposed to be a viral spot.
Yeah, very viral. Being viral right now just isn't – I hate that word all of a sudden, viral. It's kind of scary these days. So I don't want to know what song you're singing on the Stay at Home Ball tomorrow night. By the way, you can see the entire thing starting at 8:00 East Coast time on our YouTube channel, the Elvis Duran Show channel. But is there a song? I want you to choose any song from your catalog that we probably have on our computer. As we say farewell for now, make a request. What Jason Derulo song do you want to hear?
Can you play Swala?
Of course.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Absolutely. We got it. Jason, you seem like you're very safe and you're very healthy and you're very happy. And it's great having you on. It's great seeing both eyebrows, too. I was a little concerned about that.
Don't tell nobody about the eyebrows. This is between us.
Yeah.
Listening to this. No one listens to this, man. And if I may add one more thing, thank you for all of the years of friendship and great interviews and great music you've given us. And, you know, it's been wonderful just being with you many years. I mean, this is not a new relationship we have, and it's an honor to have you as a member of our family, Jason.
Thank you so much. And it's an honor to be a part of the family. Thank you guys so much. I mean, you've always been so supportive throughout the years. I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart.
And I love that we got to an entire interview and Daniel didn't ask to see your abs at one time.
I was just going to say, the only thing that stinks is that I can't smell him. And every time he walks in the studio, that's the first thing I do is I get my hug and I get my smell. And we need like smello Zoomervision or whatever the hell.
We'll have one of those days coming soon.
That sounds real.
You'll be able to sniff Jason soon. Jason, thank you so much. We'll see you on our Stay at Home Ball tomorrow night. Thank you for your time and go enjoy your day today. Okay, go cook something good. I'm starving. All right, Jason, thank you so much. And here is Jason Derulo.
Young money.
Love in a thousand different flavors. I wish that I could taste them all night. No, I ain't got no dinner plans. So you should bring all your friends. I swear that to all of y'all, my time. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink. Swalla, la, la. Drink. Swalla, la, la. Swalla, la, la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink. Swalla la la.
Drink.
Swalla la la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Bad girls gon' swallow, la, la, la. Bust down on my wrist and it be. My pinky ring bigger than this. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. Dollar got too many girls. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. All she wears red bottom heels. Push it back it up, put it on the top. Push it drop it low, put it on the ground. DJ pop it, she gon' swallow that. Champagne. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink.
Swalla, la, la.
Drink.
Swalla, la, la. Swalla, la, la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Drink.
Swalla, la, la.
Drink.
Swalla, la, la.
Swallow nothing, word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer, word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm gonna put the Hino. Like how your wife in these thoughts. You don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. Gang ain't still cold. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. Katie's Katie's 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My shoe slapping like dude did LeBron.
All you girls in here, if you're feeling thirsty, come on, take a seat, cause you know what I'm saying.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
There you go, Jason Derulo, Swalla, with Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign. Of course, Jason Derulo, part of our stay-at-home ball, which is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock East Coast time on our YouTube channel. It's the Elvis Duran Show YouTube channel. And yes, if you do miss any of the stay-at-home ball tomorrow, it will live on our YouTube channel. And so yeah, you can go back and watch stuff you miss or whatever, you know, if you have to leave and go take a little pee-pee, something. Take the pee-pee. Let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, what do you have going on this hour?
All right, well, our boys from Fall Out Boy, you know, they're all in different houses right now. Pete Wentz is by himself, and he says he has an idea for a solo album. He says he's been kind of playing with the concept for a long time. He said, but if we're in our houses for much longer, he says, if I'm stuck here for like 6 months, it is going to happen. You're going to get a solo album. So who knows? We'll see what happens. The Jonas Brothers apparently will be announcing something today at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern time. We don't know. They're all in separate places, but they're going to get together to announce that. So that will be interesting. We'll see what they're going to announce. Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson and Kate's baby are on the cover of People's Annual Beautiful issue. It's a beautiful portrait of three generations. And of course, they took this picture before the lockdown. And Kate says that my mom basically gave me the floor to be able to feel confident enough to go out and feel like my life could be my own. And she says she hopes she can do the same for her daughter. So it's about being confident and being confident in yourself. Idris Elba recently suggested that the world should hibernate for a week every year to reflect on the COVID-19 crisis. Well, Wendy Williams is... Yeah, what do you think? I'm in.
Don't we call that vacation? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
No, what you call it?
It has to be something different. Hibernation and vacation have to be totally different.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he wants to do it, you know, so that we remember, you know, what we went through and stuff like that. Well, Wendy Williams says, we're not going to forget this. Not going to happen. I don't think it's a good idea. So she is not thrilled with the idea. Jennifer Lopez is engaged to A-Rod. We know that. And she's very happy. But do you remember when she was engaged to Ben Affleck and she got that 6-carat pink diamond engagement ring? I remember when she wore it to the studio. Well, I don't think she has it anymore, but she was telling a story to the Apple Music host, Zane Lowe, that when she was engaged, she met Barbara Streisand. And Barbara Streisand had this thing for diamonds. And she was talking to Barbara, and Barbara was actually, can I see it? Can I see the ring? She wanted to see the ring. I mean, who didn't want to see the ring? When she walked into the studio, one of the first things I did was grab her hand and see the ring. I had to.
Oh, you know, maybe. So, she's going to trade it for the New York Mets.
No. I bet you she could. Niall Horan dropped a new video for Black and White. I don't know if you've seen that, but check it out. And Netflix revealed that their top shows in the last few months were, can you guess what one of the top ones was?
Tiger King.
Right. Tiger King drew 65 million viewers. Love is Blind. Ozark with about 30 million viewers. So people are loving it. And everybody is still loving to watch Netflix. Like I told you yesterday, they got so many new people signing up. And Post Malone is going to pay tribute to Nirvana tomorrow. He's got a special live stream performance going down 6 p.m. Eastern time on his YouTube page. You can watch that at 6, and then you have to come over to our YouTube page at 8 o'clock, because we are going to do our couch ball, and we have so many performances, and so your whole night is made. What is it called?
It's not the couch. No, it's called the stay at home ball.
Oh, I thought it was called
the sit on your balls on the couch ball.
Oh, I thought
on your ass ball.
Sit on your ass and eat potato chips ball.
Sit on your ass balls.
Okay, I guess what? From now on, you can call it whatever you want to watch. As long as you give the time and where to see it. Okay. That's all that matters.
So here's what you do. You order pizza. Then you watch Post Malone and his live stream at 6. And then you come over to us at 8. And your whole night is made. I just made your whole night for you. You're welcome. You can thank me later. Okay. And tonight you're on your own. Just go to Netflix and find something to watch. And that's my Danielle report.
What do you want to call it, Gandhi?
Hostage ball.
Hostage ball.
Yes. When you're
trapped. You're being held hostage.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you know what I find interesting is Alicia Keys is doing the debut of her new song on CNN tonight. Did you guys know that?
No.
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 Yeah.
Is this fake news?
It's actually real. for once, we're seeing something real going on. Tonight at 8 o'clock East Coast time on CNN, she's debuting her new song. I think that's unusual for an artist to debut a song on a news channel.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock on CNN. All right, let's take a break.
Better than that interview with, what's his name last night in the Vegas mayor?
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was a great, are you kidding?
That was a great interview.
Yeah.
No, nothing can be better than that interview. You can go to CNN.com, I bet, and you can watch that interview because it's out there. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hi, this is Chelsea Handler.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
You're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, I know that a lot of us are separated from our moms for whatever reason. And look, you know, Mother's Day is on the way. And I want you to order your flowers early. And I'm going to tell you the best way to do it. It's with our friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now at 1-800-Flowers.com, you can get 3 dozen sorbet roses for over 25% off the original price. They're making it easy. What a great value. These sorbet roses are beautiful. They're in pastel shades of pink and orange and lavender. Isn't that pretty? And they're guaranteed to show all your moms in your life how much you love them. 1-800-Flowers.com, totally committed to safety for their team members and your family. So they're offering contactless delivery. So pick an early delivery date. Ensure that the bouquet will arrive in time to make mom's special day. And it's 3 dozen sorbet roses. That's a lot of beautiful roses. Just $39.99. Availability is limited, so hurry and get it ordered before tomorrow. Limited delivery windows are there, and so you need to lock in early. Do it today. Don't put it off. Order today with the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. Here's how you do it. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. click on the radio icon and enter the code Elvis. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter the code Elvis when you click the radio icon and get it done today at 1-800-Flowers.com.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
We're about to get into some sound with Garrett live from his kitchen to see what he's serving the kids for breakfast. I think I may make myself some French toast today. Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, yeah. It does.
French toast.
Yummy. Yummy,
I'm
yummy.
In. Because I have a big loaf of challah bread. And challah bread is great for French toast. Just saying it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched Billie Eilish and Phineas on the Verizon Pay It Forward live concert last night. I think we're going to get into that with sound in a few moments. We're supporting our local businesses. You can hashtag Pay It Forward Live and talk about some local businesses near you that are open for business, and you should be supporting them. And thank you for the great concert. How many people watched that last night? I mean, it was, I think they broke some records, didn't they, Garrett?
Yes, over 1.5 million watched it as of right this second. So it's only going to grow as the day goes on.
You know, that's almost as many people who watched Alex and me do our Santa Claus special at the piano the other night.
Very close.
Almost
very
like
close.
It.
Very close.
Verizon should get in touch with that, with us on that. So if you want to watch next week's concert, we don't know who's starring in it yet, but they'll let us know in a couple of days. It's on Twitter at Verizon. Thank you, Verizon, for that show last night. It was great. All right, let's get into the sound with Garrett. Garrett, what do you have going on today?
Yes, let's talk about the concert for Jersey last night. It was Jersey for Jersey. A few of our friends performed, including one of the stars of the Stay at Home Ball tomorrow night, Elvis Duran Show on YouTube, Charlie Puth from his parents' house. Hold on, Hudson, I'm on the radio.
Hi, Hudson. That's my favorite part of the report, Hudson. Hi, yeah. Hudson.
All right, Charlie Puth doing a little Bruce Springsteen growing up.
I hit in the club in wrath of the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up. Ooh, growing up.
Charlie Puth. He'll be on with us tomorrow night, like you said, on our Stay at Home Ball. Can't wait to hear what he has to sing.
Yes, from his parents' house, and hopefully he'll have a different shirt on than his white shirt that he had on last night. Halsey, she performed her song, Beautiful Stranger.
A beautiful stranger's only come along to do me wrong, I hope. A beautiful stranger, here you are in my arms, and I think it's finally, 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 finally safe.
Sounding good. Where was she? I didn't see her performance.
It looked like a studio, so I don't know where. A lot of people were in Los Angeles too, but they are from Jersey, so they're supporting their hometown. So she didn't say specifically where she was.
Okay. Right.
So Elvis, you were talking about the Verizon show last night on Twitter supporting small business with Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Here's a clip of Bad Guy.
So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, chest always so puffed guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, I seduce your dad type, I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Yeah. Duh. Duh.
All right, this was going viral yesterday. We'll play a real quick clip of this comedian. Her name is Adley. She was covering the things that we need to follow for the coronavirus and how some things are different than the others because everyone's different.
First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless of course you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless of course they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected.
Okay. All right. Like I said, it was trending last night. This is the clip you were talking about from CNN last night. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman talking to Anderson Cooper saying that she offered Vegas to be a control group.
How do you know until we have a control group? We offer to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine.
You're offering the citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing.
Down. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Don't put words in my mouth.
You just said we'll be a control group.
Excuse me. What I said was I offered to be a control group, and I was told by our statistician, you can't do that.
Uh-huh. Why? Because it's a bad idea.
Guys, she wasn't offering. She offered Las Vegas, not offering. Yesterday, New York Governor Cuomo was answering a question from a reporter about protesters who want to get back to work.
Right. You want to go to work? Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working. I am. You're an essential worker. So go take the job as an essential worker.
Okay. And then she was quiet. And then this is from yesterday, too, in case you missed it. So we were talking about quarantine made me do it, where people did things in quarantine because quarantine made them do it. And Danielle said this.
How'd you numb your nipple?
we have that.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. How did you numb your nipple?
Yep. Yes. Should be taken out of context.
I think that's fair.
All right, I got to go. Everybody wants pancakes in a bag, and I'm delaying that right now by doing
Well, don't let us slow you down. I know you're going to be busy.
I got to go.
You're a good American. Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
Hi, Garrett.
It's crazy.
Everybody wants
I love
pancakes
that.
In a bag.
You didn't hear it, but yesterday I was doing the show, and I heard Max upstairs barking bloody murder. And I go up there, and of course there's a squirrel outside the door.
Yes.
It was a squirrel, or as Scary would call it, a squirrel.
It was a squirrel.
Squirrel. I'm so glad I taught Max how to bark.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's right. You did that.
I'll never forgive you for that.
Very proud.
Anyway, I don't know about where you are, but here in New Jersey, where I'm located, I'm seeing a couple of snowflakes. Is it snowing in the city as well?
It sure is here in downtown Tribeca. We see some snowflakes.
It's late April. It's not supposed to be snowing.
Open the pool. Let's snow. All right. What are we going to do? Is it snowing in Florida, Froggy? How's that looking? How's the snow doing?
No, high of 86 and sunshine today.
Damn.
You guys had more crazy weather on the way. I did hear about that.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah.
Nuts. All right. Let's take a break. I feel like it's getting all loosey-goosey. I think this is when the show really kicks into high gear. We got some food news with Froggy on the way, and God knows what else is going to happen when we come back after this.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful.
We've lost all control of the show.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Young people need to practice social distancing, avoid contact with vulnerable populations.
Rigorous social distancing.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You know we love our farmers. I know we have a lot of farming families listening to our show every day across this great country of ours. And I know that this is just a weird time. The supply chain, and this is a new term we're hearing a lot about, the supply chain, isn't allowing your food to get to where it needs to go. And sometimes, you know, the institutions are closed, so they don't order as much food as they used to, or they don't order any food at all. I read yesterday that one of our favorite grocery store chains, Publix, is buying a billion gallons of milk from milk producers to send to food banks and to people who need it. Also, the USDA has agreed to buy $3 billion worth of food from farmers to feed struggling families. That's the thing. The thing is, we have farmers who are struggling to get their food out, and we have families that are struggling to get their food in. It's just the go-between, the connection. People are finding ways to finally make those connections. I love hearing stories like that. Speaking of food, shall we get into food news with Froggy?
Yes.
Hey.
It's Froggy's. I love food news. Here we go. You do it, Froggy.
All right, here we go. Many chains are giving away free food to first responders and healthcare workers. So I'd like to just tell you about a few of them. Krispy Kreme, the donut chain, is showing their gratitude for healthcare workers from surgeons to dentists by giving them free dozen donuts on Mondays. All you have to do is show your badge at a Krispy Kreme. McDonald's, now through May 5th, healthcare workers and first responders can go by any Mickey D's and get your free thank you meal. Your free meal could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and workers just need to be in uniform or show their badge. And Starbucks giving away free coffee to frontline responders through May 3rd. They can nab a tall, hot, or iced brew coffee on the house. So doing good for first responders and people who are healthcare workers. So, coronavirus has left the Girl Scouts with thousands of unsold cookies. Elvis, as you know, it was Girl Scout cookie season when all this started. And so now they're sitting on all the cookies. So, the Girl Scouts have launched Cookie Care, a digital platform that lets customers buy cookies from troops across the country who still have inventory. It also allows people to donate boxes to first responders, volunteers, or anyone they would like to give them to. Just simply go to your Girl Scout website. That simple. Chick-fil-A is now selling their famous Chick-fil-A sauce not only in the grocery store, but in 8-ounce containers at their drive-thru window, along with Gardner Ranch, honey mustard, Polynesian sauce, and barbecue sauce. You can buy
Gandhi's all excited about the news. You can get an 8-ounce container of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes.
So much sauce. That makes me so happy.
I know Gandhi is excited about tomorrow, because tomorrow, since we could all use a group hug right now, Wendy's has given us a group nug. Tomorrow, giving away free crispy or spicy 4-piece chicken nuggets at the drive-thru. All you have to do is just show up.
A group nug.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I love this.
The countdown. You ready?
Yo, what do you count down today, Froggy, in the food news?
5 foods in your house that are bad for you and you need to throw away.
Oh, no.
Number 1, rice cakes.
What?
An old school diet staple, but they just leave you hungry the more you eat them.
Yeah.
Unless you want peanut butter.
No. And it's cardboard with peanut butter.
The second thing you need to throw away, cream-based soups.
No.
Okay, all right.
Okay, not good for you. Get rid of them. Third thing, Elvis, throw away your nutrition bars.
No.
What?
Oh, no. I love my Kind bars. Kind bars are my most favorite snack of all.
It says, although they can be tasty for the amount of calories and dense carbs and fat they contain, you might as well just eat a damn candy bar.
No, not at all. They're full of protein. Thank you, my friend Daniel Lubetsky, who started Kind Bars. He would rip your eyebrows off if he heard you talking about this.
Oh. Another thing you throw away, high-calorie fruit smoothies. Get rid of them. They're not good for you. It's all just sugar. Throw it out. Yeah. And this is one I'm guilty of. The number one thing in your house you need to get rid of that's bad for you. Soda, even yes, soda, even diet soda. They say diet soda does nothing but make you want more sugar.
I'm gonna keep my Kind bars. I'm not gonna listen to you.
Wow.
Screw you, Froggy. Rice cakes. Goodbye. Hey, by the way, you guys see me in the Zoom room right now? Who do I look like? Do I look familiar to you? I look like iHeart CEO Bob Pittman.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm turning into Bob Pittman.
Oh my god.
Not a bad person to turn into.
No.
Yeah.
Cuz he has the gray scruff. I look just like him.
Yeah.
I'm giving you all raises. Everyone on the Elvis Duran Morning Show, now that I'm running iHeartRadio. I mean, I bet if I walked into the iHeartRadio offices, they would think it'd be morning, Bob.
Morning.
You know what I'm saying?
No, my name is Elvis Pittman.
Hey, someone wanted to hear the close in the Froggy's Food News segment, the Froggy's News about Grub, the best part of waking up. Where's that one?
I have that. Hold on a second.
We're making requests for Froggy Food News jingles.
Nice.
That would be the...
Come on, Scary.
Is that Folgers?
Yes.
Folgers.
Yes.
Here it is.
The best part of waking up is Froggy's News about Grub.
That's right. Froggy's News about Grub.
Yes.
So silly. All right. Now we get into the 3 things you need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, no disappointing lists of things we can't be eating in our lives.
No. People are getting upset. F off, Froggy. My cream-based soup isn't going anywhere except to my hips.
Amen, sister.
All right. Well, coronavirus.
So, you're going to do the news? I can't talk. I got a mouthful of Kind bar. All right,
okay.
Fine.
Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have spiked this month. On April 1st, less than 4,800 Americans had died from the infection. But by this morning, that number had increased almost tenfold to nearly 47,000 now. Deaths have been rising by about 1,500 to 2,000 a day for most of the month. More than 842,000 people in this country have now been diagnosed with the illness. And now we're learning that this coronavirus can actually cause sudden strokes in younger adults. And some people aren't calling 911 because they've heard that hospitals are overwhelmed. So if you are experiencing any severe types of symptoms, whether it's for a stroke or a heart issue, you still need to call 911. Doctors do not want people avoiding important hospital trips because of the virus, but be smart about why you're calling. The House is expected to vote today on nearly a $500 billion coronavirus aid package. Most of the money in this bill will go to funding a small business loan program that ran out of money. It includes tens of billions of dollars for hospitals and coronavirus testing as well. And now a new survey that might make some people feel good or bad. I thought this was good news. But at what age do you feel that you are officially old?
Anyone? How old am I?
Whoa.
Oh, stop it.
This current age.
This current age. Okay. Well, apparently, people do not consider others officially old until they hit the age of 57. And they said that marker is being pushed back as people take better care of themselves with more exercise, eating better, more fulfilling work. And are you ready for this part? Enjoying their lives more. That's going to make us all live longer. So try to do it if you can. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. All right, let's take a break. We've got a dog walk coming up. I mean, we've got a phone tap on the way. And also we have our 10 o'clock East Coast bonus hour on Z100. You can hear us here on Z100 in New York or on your iHeartRadio app at Z100 New York. All right, taking a break. We're back after this.
I listen to you every single morning. I just love you guys.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Scary. Yes. We love Michael Oppenheimer. As a matter of fact, we get requests for Michael Oppenheimer phone taps.
So does Scary.
I'll do Michael Oppenheimer impressions on it. Done. All right, what's the email say today, Scary? Oh, here it is. Dear Morning Show, my parents ordered these knives from a TV infomercial. Ever since, they've been receiving phone calls from telemarketers almost every day trying to sell them every type of junk imaginable. Well, as you can imagine, my parents are not happy about these calls. Don't you think it's time for Michael Oppenheimer to give them a call? This comes from Naomi.
Yep.
All right, Scary plays the part of Mr. Michael Oppenheimer, the annoying, relentless telephone telemarketer. Let's listen in as Naomi phone taps her mom and dad with Michael Oppenheimer.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with AV's Nani's That, and we have a wonderful product for you to try this afternoon called Haragami. How are you doing today, miss?
Actually, you must have the wrong person, so thank you for calling, and please don't call again.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with AV's Nani's That. Sir, in Japan, the art of folding paper is called origami.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Where did you get my number?
Recently you ordered knives from TV.
I think you're full of
Okay, sir.
Okay, you know
Have
what?
Have you ever bought anything?
I'd like for you to do is not call this number again. Okay? You were asked once already. Now I am telling you a second time. There better not be a third time.
Are you familiar with...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sir...
Do not call me again.
If you could let me finish,
Next
sir...
Next time you call me,
Sir,
I
haragami
will...
is fast, easy, and
Thank
comfortable.
Thank you very much. Please do not call this number again.
Plus, we'll give you...
Do you understand me?
Sir, we'll give you the snap-action scrunchie,
which is... Listen to me. Gathered... You keep on talking. I do not want to buy anything. I do not want anything for free. And you can tell them, whoever they may be, I am not interested. Okay?
Are you familiar that this snap-action scrunchie
now,
has gathered fabric used for creating new ponytail styles? Hello?
Time's running out for your brand-new plasma TV and autographed script from the man himself.
Hello, miss?
DVD
Hello?
Are you going to keep calling this number?
Miss, if you act now... We'll also throw in the Turby Twist. Are you familiar with the...
I am totally familiar. I own all of it, and I'm not interested in it anymore.
We have the 30-page glamour guide.
What is your name?
Michael.
Michael what?
Oppenheimer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oppenheimer, and we're not interested.
Haragami is fun for the children.
We're actually filing a harassment claim. That's why I have you on the phone, so that your line can be tapped into, so you can keep talking if you like.
They can twist their hair into all kinds of bendable shapes.
Thank you. I am on the website, and I see everything. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Hello?
Oh, yes, good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer with EV's Nani's That. In Japan, the art of folding paper is called...
Michael, yes. Michael, what part of we're not interested do you not understand?
I'd like to give you something for free at this time.
I don't want anything for free. I don't want anything for free. I don't want to pay for anything.
What if I took your email...
Do you understand that?
How about
I'm
you?
I'm not interested. I have harassment charges already being brought up on you.
Did you know that the Turby Twist is over 5 times as absorbent as a towel?
I don't care. I don't care about anything that you're saying. You are doing nothing but harassing me.
Not only that, but I'm phone tapping you. It's Gary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. You got phone tapped.
You know what?
What?
She's in for it.
I am going to murder that kid when she comes home from the gym. I have the police here.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Frequent hand washing can keep you from getting sick. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, God.
That sounds crunchy and delicious. What's that?
It's Taco Tuesday, man. I mean a taco.
It's Thursday. Thursday.
It's Thursday?
What is that taco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Spitting it out.
Don't spit it out.
No.
That is blasphemy.
Tacos on Thursday? Anyway, are we on the radio?
Yeah, we're live.
Dear yes. Lord. Yeah.
Garrett just sent us the coolest thing. Let me see if I can pull it up here. It's from Instagram. From Lights, Camera, Barstool. What are your top 5 favorite store smells?
Oh.
Number 5, oh. Home Depot, the Home Depot lumber section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, good. the new shoes at Foot Locker.
Yeah. Yeah, the new shoes anywhere.
The voters voted. The number 3 favorite store smell is McDonald's. Number 2, the books at Barnes & Noble. And number 1, Subway. Yes. Those are their favorite
what?
Voted.
Oh, so.
You guys have any favorite store smells?
Yeah. Cinnabon. Hello.
Oh,
I want to puke.
Where's that?
Really? Oh, that's right. Gandhi hates cinnamon. She's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
I run past Cinnabon. But the cookie places in the malls, I don't even know. They're always different. Like Mrs. Field or the Great American Cookie
right.
Company.
Right.
Those are good.
But also the ice cream places, they make their own cones. So it's that hot cone smell.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And Scotty B used to love the smell of Toys R Us, but they don't have those really anymore, do they?
Aww. Well, some of them.
They're coming back.
Yeah. They have some. Garden State Plaza
what about,
has one.
What, oh, like a gas
how about,
pump count?
Yes.
The what?
Yes.
The gas pump?
Yeah, I love the smell of gas.
That's a
you
good
too, Danielle?
One.
Or pool. Pool toys. The smell of pool toys when you blow them up. Oh, yes. I love that.
Yeah, they that's say also new car smell. That smell can actually kill you. did you ever read that?
It's, well, that's
like
terrible.
That smell of those chemicals. All right. Another question for you. What is your favorite non-sexual feeling or sensation? Non-sexual feeling or sensation. Do you have one, Scary?
Yes. Cracking my wrist. The feeling afterwards is amazing.
You crack your wrist? That's breaking
it's right
isn't
here,
it?
Right here between my hand and my arm. Like the
you can crack
just
it?
Like
that's
that.
Weird.
Oh, so
it's a lot of action, his wrist.
What about you? Oh, Nate's making us stop the fun. We're having fun, Nate.
Continue it on the bonus hour. Elvis, we'll come back with it.
Why do you always
want the
boner
bonus? Hour? All right, we'll do it on the boner hour. We're having a boner hour. We're live on Z100 coming up in the boner hour. So we have time for Danielle here then?
No, we don't got time for anything.
Nate's always trying to boner.
We don't have time for anything?
Nothing.
You
no.
suck.
No right. time for anything.
Damn it, Nate.
Didn't get anything done.
You suck,
all
Nate.
Right, well, you suck. You suck. You suck.
You suck. You suck.
All right, all right. I can tell this is going to be a barn burner of a bonus hour on Z100 New York. Make sure you listen to us coming up in about 19 minutes. All right, we'll take a break. We didn't do anything. We'll take a break.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I always turn him on the way to work.
Elvis Duran.
Wakes me up every morning.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hey guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids melatonin gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.